advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
Hey guys. Hi, all you listeners. They can see us because you're $10 or more patrons.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, shit.
What's happening?
What is happening? Did we just get Inception?
I was making sure that we were live, but the sound came on. So, like, the delay.
That's very delayed.
Yeah. No, it is. It's always like 5 seconds off.
Stupid internet.
Yeah, but the.
I'm no longer impressed by its capabilities.
So, we actually remembered to let people in the room before we started. There was a.
Kerfuffle.
Yeah, that's right. A kerfuffle.
Mm-hmm.
There was 15 people waiting. Three of you were imposters.
Three were imposters or possible imposters. There's a couple that we still don't know because your name on Facebook could be different from that right. of the one on our patron list. So that's why it's imperative that you give us your full name, address, phone number, and keys to your home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Blood type.
Right? And blood type.
Semen sample.
Semen sample.
I don't want that.
Or,
that was for Dave. Dave asked for that.
Or vaginal fluid sample. Or?
Smoked salmon.
No.
I'll take smoked salmon instead. And I don't even like smoked salmon, but I don't want
to. I don't like smoked salmon either.
Well, I don't want
why
the fluid.
Would you
well, then
say
why
that?
Are you, why are you asking for any that? Of these things?
Because I don't want the fluid sample.
Well, why'd you ask for it?
Because each of us have our thing,
you
Dave.
Said,
I'm not trying to throw you under the bus.
Why
here.
Would you even ask for the fluid sample then?
Because there was one of them I wanted.
Which one?
I can't tell you.
So if you haven't figured out already, this isn't a normal show. And it's there seems
Wait,
to
I
be,
thought this was a normal show.
No, it's not a normal show. This
so
is,
what is it?
This is a like a bonus episode.
This right? right now that we're recording.
Yeah. So we Oh, my fingers are fat. We go live,
mm-hmm.
right, into a group. People
right.
watch us on the computer monitor, the teleprompter.
Okay.
And then we do just questions and answers from people who answer or ask us questions that they want us to answer them with
Wait a minute,
answers
on our,
with from the questions.
See, that's why I'm confused, because on our show, we mm-hmm. research a topic
yeah.
and we come and we talk about what we research.
Yeah. So we're kind of doing that, but in this instance, we're not. We're going to just, they're going to ask questions and then like you'll read them off. And then we'll answer them.
So that's why this is a bonus episode.
That's why it's a bonus episode.
I think.
You guys hear voices right now?
Mine?
Yours?
No, like not ours.
No.
Yeah, never mind.
No, I hear mine. You hear yours, Dave?
No.
Like right when you stop, you don't hear that?
No. Us, yeah, right now.
No, I mean when you guys aren't talking.
Yeah, I hear yours, but I'm not talking.
Yes.
Technically, that's right. Never mind
no,
then.
No, I don't.
The fuck are you talking
about? You don't see that guy?
You
it was probably
right?
just an echo or something.
No, there's,
right.
like, there's like a...
There's a reverberation
something,
or something.
Yeah, okay. I hear it. Yeah.
All right, I feel better. I thought the pigeons yeah. were back.
No, I don't hear that.
So that just fucked me all up. I was
Sorry.
Really close to understanding the difference,
yeah.
but now I don't.
You'll
so.
Never get
anyway,
there, Dave. Something
yeah.
always gets in the way of understanding
it's fine.
I'll the
get
regular
there.
Episode.
It's really fine. So we have questions,
we
right?
Have
you
questions.
Have them on your
I do. I have them right here.
President.
So... Carmen Labarces asks, tacos or burritos?
Wait, before we answer that question.
That's Mexican for braces.
Kyle Andrew Mooney, I'm sorry, just asked, what's the topic? What are we talking about?
I feel like I'm having one of those dreams where I got to school naked. I can't find
I'm
my class.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
Well, they
didn't
he
research
wants
it.
To know.
We didn't research anything for this one.
We didn't?
No.
This is going to be awkward. We'll make something up.
Okay.
Just ask
because it's this.
Hey,
is a bonus.
Just ask me questions and I'll answer them.
Okay.
And we'll just.
That's a good idea.
You could do that.
That's a really,
really
good
really
idea.
Good. Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Sometimes you're smart.
So tacos or burritos?
Burritos.
I like burritos.
I like tacos.
But I don't.
See, now you're both fucking. I don't trust either of you anymore.
That wasn't even planned. That was awesome. If I'm going out, I'm going out for tacos, though, because this is the problem. If I get to a place where I could get a burrito, I don't want to be let down. And the place that has the better burrito usually has shitty tacos, but the place that has good tacos doesn't necessarily have a great burrito.
You're right.
Yeah. Ooh, like if you go to Chipotle, like you can get a decent burrito.
I go out to get tacos. Are no good. Yeah. And I go out just to get tacos. Yeah. But if I'm picking, I go burrito because I can make my burrito taste just like the taco.
I would like, like, have you ever been to San Diego and had like the Californian burrito with the fries and shit in it, just at some hole in the wall fucking place by the beach?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's amazing. I would pick that over tacos probably. But in town, if I'm going out to a place, it's going to be like, I'm going to go get tacos. I can't think of a place I would go get a burrito that I know that I wouldn't choose tacos.
Mm. I can give you a place like where it just has a good burrito.
Where?
Leo's Burgers has a good chili burrito. Good. Chili
but that's like a plated burrito, not when you hold.
No, plated burrito.
Yeah, so that's a different category.
Okay. No, it's still a burrito.
Yeah, burrito's a burrito.
I'm talking
burrito whole is a burrito.
Yeah, but I mean, you could. I mean, I'm talking.
Well, in that
burrito.
Case, then the place at the Ice House. What's that place called?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking
the
about.
Ice House.
I can never remember the name of the place. La Costa.
Yeah,
they have a Colorado burrito that is fucking insane. It's super good.
I'm just going burrito because I like handheld burritos.
You want to know a little secret about their burrito though?
What?
The secret ingredient there is peanut butter. They have peanut butter in the fucking Colorado burrito.
Well, that's why you like it so much.
Yeah. You can't taste it, though.
What the hell are you talking about?
I swear to God, that's their secret ingredient. They have to put an allergy warning on there, and I talked to the waiter, and that's what's up. They put peanut butter in the red sauce that they make. It's some kind of secret Mexican thickening agent thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
That's what they told me.
Gaysa just said she's never had a taco or a burrito.
Well, she's German.
Fucking Germans.
That's just because they call them something different.
Yeah.
It's a
taco. No.
That's
Australian. Or what was Arnold?
Austrian.
Taco, a burrito.
Slight difference.
Right? Austrian? It's right there next to Germany.
Germany's right by Australia.
I'm going to say.
No, Austria.
Austria.
I heard Australia.
I said Australia on accident. I meant Austria.
I got to listen to you and the voices. Christ. I got
to
pick one.
Just tell them to shut up.
Yeah. I'm going to say tacos.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say tacos. I don't get tacos very often.
That was a long answered question.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
What are your favorite snacks and candy?
White Reese's.
Oh, you said that before. Yeah.
Cups. Yeah. White Reese's cups. Not the black ones. White ones.
Regular Reese's cups would be my favorite candy.
Have you had white cups?
I think I have. I don't know that I have.
I'm telling you. They're good.
It can't be better than the original, though.
They're good. I'm telling you.
I don't want to stop at a store.
When they came out with Nazi Reese's cups.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to try them.
Do they have those at every store?
Yeah.
White chocolate
white
and peanut butter?
Yeah.
Yes.
Does it honestly taste different than regular?
Yes, it says white chocolate.
You know because they're vegan for some reason?
No, they're not vegan, but I used to eat them before I was vegan.
Yeah, they've been out forever.
Those have not been out since 92.
Probably.
No.
I would say I don't eat a lot of candy. I'd say my favorite candy is probably grape heads.
Ooh.
The fucker, they're like lemon heads, but grape?
Fuck yeah.
Grape heads. You can't get
I like lemon head and friends.
What's that?
It has like the cherry heads, lime heads, the lemon heads, and they're chewy. They're not like the hard ones.
Those are
pretty good. They got the grape heads.
What qualifies as a snack?
Like
chips or something?
Chips, yeah.
Yeah, chips.
Snacks, chips. Yeah, that's always going to be different. Snip, candy.
You guys sound just like the voices that I hear.
Kill the president. Bucket. What?
What? What'd you say? Stab your mom? With my dick? Who said that?
Repeatedly.
Repeatedly? You can't stop yourself.
If in snack realm, I'm leaning towards popcorn.
Man, I like kettle corn.
A really good popcorn. Mm. It's in the popcorn. Kettle corn's delicious. Really good, like really good movie popcorn.
Did you just say kettle corn, you vegan?
Kettle corn.
Oh.
Popcorn kettle with El Yucateco on it is fucking amazing. Like just the red habanero El Yucateco.
You know what?
I got
Boy Scouts kettle corn popcorn.
What?
And that they fucking ripped me the fuck off. That shit was like $22. Dude.
Kettle corn.
Dude. I spent like $40 for two boxes of popcorn.
Balls.
It was a big box. I've had it for a long time now, but they were selling like popcorn in boxes and you could buy bags of it or boxes of the packages. And the fucking package one, I was like, ooh, kettle corn. Like, that fucking looks good. I'll get the packages. And it was a big ass box. Like, oh, it's $22. And I was like, oh, I already said I was going to get it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, fuck, it's fucking delicious. It's really good. Really good.
I'm going with Frito scoops and red pepper hummus. I know you're probably going to hit on that, but like,
Frito's and bean dip. Oh, Frito's and bean dip is good. I like bean dip.
I almost went for bean dip.
I like bean dip.
But the reason I didn't pick bean dip is when I eat bean dip, it's not a snack. When I eat bean dip, it's a meal.
Yeah, that's right.
So I wouldn't, to me, I wouldn't categorize it as a snack.
I remember because when we were in Chicago, you were like headed off to 7-Eleven to find Fritos and bean dip or some shit because you could have it. I was like, you're going to eat bean dip for dinner?
Yeah,
I do.
Absolutely.
Sometimes. Yeah.
On the regular.
One can is enough?
I make my own bean dip. I mean, if I'm out and about, like in Chicago, I bought Frito-Lay bean dip.
Good shit.
But at home, I will make my own bean dip.
Bean dip comes up a lot on the show. We've talked about bean dip.
We like bean dip.
It's good. I feel like you're missing out.
Steve Baker, shut the fuck up.
I've had the communist dick taker.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
Communist dick taker. Steve Baker.
So he likes hot sauce better than pussy.
Yeah.
I mean, I love hot sauce, but I'm not fucking going there, sir.
Your snock.
Was that? Frito scoops and red pepper.
Oh, that's
hummus.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Ashley Creasy asks, if you were guaranteed a spot on a reality TV show, which one would you be on?
Oh. Ooh, that's a good question. Reality TV show.
The problem is a lot of reality TV shows, you get kicked off, so you might be guaranteed to be on, but then you're not making it through.
Right.
I'm too old for American.
Does it have to be like a new one, or can it be like one that has been on?
That's up to you.
Let's make a fat shaming one. It's Fat and Afraid. We're just fat and afraid for people to know. Like, I'm not taking my shirt off. On this next challenge, you're going to have to take off your shirt and jump rope. Damn it.
I don't care about that.
I would. Fuck that.
I know. You're very vain.
No, I'm self-conscious. Because I'm not vain. If I was vain, I'd be taking my shirt off and jumping rope for no goddamn reason.
That's if you looked good.
Yeah, but I don't. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You want to look good, though.
In a t-shirt, I'm real handsome. Underneath say, there, a lot more fluff than puff.
Like canned ham.
Yeah.
Got the I'm going to say Iron Chef.
Ooh, that'd be good.
That'd be fun.
I'll get my ass kicked.
I was going to say.
Don't get me
wrong. Not necessarily. All it takes is one win.
My ass kicked, but that would be the funnest show I could think of to be on. You've got the whole kitchen stadium at your disposal.
I want to do like a DIY show. Do my own yard.
Landscape on TV. Landscape challenge.
Yeah. Can I take my answer back?
Yeah.
What? Because they have that one show where like some dude.
I don't watch TV. This is really hard.
There's a reality show that like some, it's not like you get kicked off show, but like some dude just rolls up on people who are at Home Depot and says, hey, come and redo your backyard?
Yeah, cool.
Fuck yeah, you can.
Yeah. I want to
be on that
home,
bitch right there. Like, come fucking do that shit. Right?
I'm going to be on Beat Bobby Flay, but just make some weird shit because you always get some challenge. They're like, here's a fucking pumpkin and some lobster. Like, I'm like, we're doing this.
Well, that's easy.
Yeah, pumpkin fries.
Pump lobster? Yeah.
Lobster pie?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't watch TV enough. I don't know. I'm going to say reality show.
I thought you answered. I thought you were doing
Waverly Place, I guess. I don't know.
Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. That's not a reality show?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay. No. I don't know.
Those are actors.
No.
I like how you knew what that was, though.
I have kids.
You saw the Wizard Challenge?
I said Waverly Place. You said the whole fucking name.
That's true.
Spoiler alert, the older brother wins the Wizard Challenge
what?
In the end. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I'm cool with that.
But there's a twist.
Is there?
He loses it, and then the sister gets it. Yeah.
I knew it.
You still didn't answer the question.
Sure did.
No.
Beat Bobby Flay.
Oh, okay.
It's just on camera.
Well, no, you said I would say beat Bobby Flay, but something else when I quit paying
attention. I would say
beat Bobby Flay. You said I would say beat Bobby Flay, but then you said ma, and I stopped listening.
So you contradicted that right away.
Girl, then all I heard was with static.
Yeah, I heard the voices. Next.
Well, he still hasn't answered technically.
Jesus Christ.
Don't look at me.
Wizards.
Waverly, we're both on there. We're battling each other.
Aubrey Mayonnaise. You have to watch out for that mayonnaise. It can get botulism and racist.
That's true. It does really fast.
Really quickly. Aubrey Mayonnaise asks, best college advice?
College advice.
That's for Dave, for sure.
That's for Dave.
Don't do it.
No, you
don't go to college?
Yeah, what's your major? Art? Don't do that. Just
get the college advice.
Huh? What?
I'm just saying, I think everybody could give college advice. Somebody's 18, they come up to you and say, hey, I just started college. What advice could you give?
Let
you
yourself give them be advice. Free, study hard, suck every dick you meet, and don't
have $90,000 in student loans.
Oh, yeah.
That's good college advice.
Wear nice shoes, comfortable shoes, because you probably have to walk a lot on campus.
I'll give the advice that Fuzzy gave me my freshman year, because it really paid off in dividends, because he knew
BML
that I was,
hooker.
Well, that wasn't advice. That was just, that's legacy.
Oh, okay.
But he knew I was going all in, and I was just fucking obsessed with college, and it's all that I did. And he said, you need to make sure that no matter what happens, no matter how hard you have to work to pull it off, you need one day a week where you aren't doing schoolwork. So if you have to, he was like, if you have to stay up all night,
it's like a cheat day for dieting.
Yeah. He was like, no matter what it takes to get there, if you have papers due, do them early, whatever. Every week you need a day off where you aren't doing school. You aren't, you know, whatever. And I once I started doing that, it
made school better.
It was the only thing that made me better. I would spend all day Sunday being a nerd and playing Dungeons and Dragons, but I would just fuck around and have fun.
I remember getting off work and going, fuck, I cannot just chill. I can't just fucking watch TV right now. I have to write that fucking paper. God damn it. Mm-hmm. And you think and try to talk yourself. It's like when you have to get up early to some crazy job and drive out of town, you're like, there's no way around it. It's 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. I have to fucking get up right now. Right. I have to get in the car. And you have 5 minutes where you talk to yourself there's got to be a way. Like, you're trying to figure out how to change time. Same thing with school. I was like, I don't want to write this fucking paper. I can't just lay down. Yeah.
Yeah. Wear good shoes.
That's good. I like that. That's good advice. That's good advice for any situation.
Yeah. That's true.
Any situation.
You don't want your feet to hurt.
No, you got
to
wear the right shoes.
You got to wear good shoes.
Scott Dandruff.
Yeah.
Woodruff asks, do any of you use beard products? If so, what do you use?
That's a bad name. Scott Dandruff. Who's that? He's Scott Dandruff. It sounds like he has dandruff.
Scott Woodruff.
Oh, well,
wood,
better.
Wood adrift.
Yeah.
He has a wandering wood.
I still use beard stuff.
Yeah, we use beard stuff.
He does have one.
That beard stuff's made here locally, and it's probably some of the best that we've found.
I've tried a bunch of other fucking shit. And
not to put them down. I think texture wise, the consistency of it.
That's why beard stuff is cool, because they have wax and balm and oil and shit. I don't use oil. I don't wax is crazy. The balm though, it stays thick.
Mm-hmm.
When you get other stuff, it looks like that beard stuff.
It's not greasy.
But when you rub it together, it just turns immediately like you had put vegetable oil on your fucking hand, and it's just a fucking grease fest.
I think the grease fest is that's what we stay away from. Yeah. So that beard stuff here where we're at locally, that's the stuff we use, and it's their stuff smells really good. Yeah. I don't know. So that's what we use. Yep. Dave?
Smells nice too.
I don't use much of anything but
cauliflower.
And I've bought other stuff and it sucks.
Yeah.
So.
That sounds very pitchy, but I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
I've tried a bunch of shit. I probably have
pay for that.
30 empty
plug.
Cans. Yeah. I've never thrown one away. I have all the cans in a crazy stack.
I actually need to get more. Yeah. I'm out.
They have it at All American Barbershop.
Where's that at?
On F. It's right by two fat sandwiches. Yeah.
Fat bitch sandwich. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Rodder asks, where's Tyrone? I'm concerned Trump is involved.
I don't know.
I haven't heard from him at all, but I'll be honest. He intimidates me and makes me nervous as a white guy. I get uncomfortable when he comes around. I don't miss him right now.
I mean, he's been at the
meetings.
He's been at the meetings.
Yeah.
You still go to the meetings?
I go to every other one.
Hmm.
They don't let me into all of them.
Hmm.
You're not allowed to go to all of them?
No, I'm only half black.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, the black people.
Yeah, the black people.
I think it's about our meetings.
No. I get to go to every other black person meeting.
Oh.
And he's at all of them. I can't discuss what is said, but he's there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen him. Yeah. I don't know.
But other than the meetings, I never seen
him. You know what sucks is that Sinbad started a week after you, and you would get to hang out with Sinbad.
I know. Yeah.
It's
alternating
week.
Weeks.
Alternating weeks.
Yeah. Anthony Cacipoli.
Cacipoli.
That's his name.
Yeah. Anthony Cocconini.
Dave's thinking of Italian. I'm thinking of Italian things. Wop, wop, wop.
Anthony Wop, wop, wop.
Cacipoli says, I'd like to know, whether it's unanimous or not, when do you guys think You hit your stride and really gelled. I haven't quite placed the exact episode of when you guys became the gregarious fun machine of laughs, so I've been wondering if there was a point in time in which each of you did. To be clear, the show is always funny and a pleasure to listen to, but at some point the chemistry reached a new level. You know what I mean. Don't make me get soggy about it.
It happens tomorrow at 22 minutes.
That's pretty good.
That's an epic moment. No, I don't know. Is there a moment that
I think after like a year, I think like after episode like 100 ish, like somewhere around there, I think it's when
I think what happened was, honestly, is in the beginning we were very factual. Like, we would joke around and we would present stuff, but at some point we lightened up to like go on a rant about some shit that wasn't real. It's when that happened, when we were like, oh, that's because he's a time traveler. And then we all started to just run with some shit.
Right.
And I think we realized that we have good chemistry to just run with some shit.
Yeah.
And then before that, we were like, well, statistically, there was 25% per capita.
No, it wasn't always like that.
No, I know, but it was more like there was a lot of that. And then people got upset that there wasn't as much information once we made that shift. I know good friends that quit listening to the show because they're like, well, I don't want to listen anymore because I used to learn something and now I feel like I can't trust you guys. I don't know what's real and what's not because you're just fucking laughing and bullshit.
Well, I think it was when we kind of found our own niche in the show. It might have happened differently at different times,
right?
But I think when like Brent accepted that he knew all the pigeons, mm-hmm. and you know what I mean, and wants to fly, and I accepted what I am on the show and who I am in the show, and don't try and be something that I'm not. Just add what I add and do what I do. And don't try and be Dave in the show, or don't try and be Brent in the show. And I think once we figured out like, oh, Dave is this and Brad is this and Brent is this, that's just what it became. You know, we just gelled and meshed and let each other be each other.
And I think the other thing is I think there was a struggle at the beginning where you get three people who are trying to create a thing. And even though we mostly had a similar vision, mm-hmm. we still all had different ideas of what was happening. And at first there was like nothing super like aggro or anything, but there was a certain headbutting and a certain I kind of wish we did it this way. And mm-hmm. like there was resistance and we didn't know how it was going to define itself and how it was going to shake out. So while the show was still being defined early on, I think there were awkward moments and things like that. But eventually once it all kind of leveled out and we kind of realized, and I think the show is just the better for it. I was just talking to Neil Stanifer about it last week. I mean, I think any one of us would have taken the show in a different direction and it would have been a worse direction mm-hmm. than all three of us sort of tempering what one of us would have done to kind of bring it back to the middle where it's a better product, I think.
So. Well, and that's why I said about letting each of us do what mm-hmm. each of us does.
Mm-hmm.
And we've pulled the perfect triangle.
Right.
You know, as far as good as we can get it, you know, I think it just happened. Like there was, I don't know that there was a show.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think somebody got it in the place.
Yeah.
I think somebody got it before the other person. And then finally it came together as a whole and it just became,
And I'm going to suspect that I think we probably, if you wanted to like try to date stamp it, if you look back to when we really quit having guests come on.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I mean, there's still a lot of people I would love to have on the show and so forth. But I think early on we wanted guests more cause we still were a little unsure of our footing and we wanted that extra voice and an extra expert. And there was a certain point we were just like, oh, we really don't fucking need
it. Yeah, we tried it.
And there was a certain point where, you know, we would really be stressed out about topics. And we just kind of reached a point where it was like, whatever the fucking topic is, we'll research it. We got something to say. Right. Like, who gives a shit? Like,
and I think that goes in part with, you know, if you're out there and you're doing a show, and you're trying to find your footing and you're trying to find what you're doing and make the show everything it can be. I think it goes as far as us not having a guest on, let us figure out us.
Right.
I think now we can have somebody on and we just have a thing,
right?
You know, and right. and we could adjust and add a person in, and it wouldn't
sure.
the show wouldn't be any different right. as opposed to before. We didn't really know anything. We didn't know how the show was going, what we were doing. We were still mapping it out, and then throwing another person in the mix who wasn't going to be there the next time, or it was going to be a different person.
And it's hard right. to not talk over yeah. each other with three people. When you yeah. get four people,
yeah,
it gets rough.
It becomes yeah. different. Yeah. yeah. The yeah. show becomes different. So it I think Dave's right in that sense. Once we figured that out, where we're like, no, we're just not going to have guests on. We'll make special occasions and, right. and you know, and things, but,
And I think it was probably, I think the last two guests I can remember that we had on were Zoltan Istvan, and we had Randy Beeman when we did the JFK episode. Mm-hmm. And both of those, I don't think we didn't need them. I mean, so, Zoltan Istvan was the topic. So having him on to talk about futurism and all that stuff was cool,
but it but changed whatever. The show too.
Yeah, it changed the show. And then and even
that was, a different thing. That was a Skype guest. So that's a really huge like yeah. dynamic change yeah. because yeah. you really have to pause. You don't physically see the person. There's no like, you know, yeah. you can't look like right now. This is huge that like I can see Brad right. like right. grinning, and I know this motherfucker's about to say some shit. You know, like you can tell. yeah. You know what I mean? Or I look over at Dave and know something, or you can gauge each other, and it really affects the chemistry of whatnot. And, yeah. and having a Skype guest, that's fucking tough.
Right. Yeah. So next question is from I don't think this is his real name, Andrew Royalty.
That's I bet that's probably name. The only real name on there you said so far.
Yeah. Okay. So Andrew Royalty says, and for Dave, I
don't there you know go.
Why.
We've accepted our roles and we know that you're the star. It's fine. Go ahead.
Who is the better wizard, Dumbledore or Gandalf?
Well, here's where he asked the wrong guy because we just chose to exactly. be on a wizard show.
Yeah. And as
and
I said,
I'm a Harry Potter fan.
And I've never seen or read any of them.
I'll be honest. I'm a little disappointed in both of those motherfuckers. Like Gandalf just fucking runs out with like a bright light on his fucking wand and his staff or whatever in the nick of time. Like he didn't seem like a very powerful wizard. I think he just sit up there and just be fucking knocking orcs the fuck out. What does that thing even do? Just make light? You know what I mean? Fucking lights up the forest and scares some hobbits and shit.
He did destroy
you
the ball
shall not
off.
Pass and then fight it down to the thing, but he still fucking, he sort of died.
Iffy. Yeah.
But who else could take out the Balrog?
The bridge was breaking. It was going to fall down the hole. He didn't have to fall down with it.
Fucking wings of flame.
Fly, you fools. That's bullshit. No, he has a fucking wizard staff.
So Dumbledore is clearly the winner here.
No, no, no.
I don't know.
Because what
Dumbledore.
The fuck did Dumbledore ever do?
Make what do you mean? What did he do?
Candles in the fucking hallway? Like, the fuck did he do?
He stopped the most evilest wizard of them all.
No.
Yeah, he
didn't. Harry did that.
No.
Yeah.
Dumbledore had to save Harry. Dumbledore taught Harry. I'm just telling
like
you.
Life lessons. He's like the Danny Tanner of Harry Potter. Hey.
You know, we all need a Danny Tanner. We all need it. We need Joey.
Let me go ahead and say it. He's the Danny Tanner of Harry Potter.
That works.
Yeah. So then that way it's an official quote. But yeah, that's what
so
I think.
So what's Gandalf? What's Gandalf then? What is he of whatever the fuck he's in?
Technically,
he's smoking weed and hanging out with hobbits. Dude.
Technically,
that's
he's the Olsen
so
twins. He's the Olsen twins because he's both Gandalf the White and Gandalf the Gray. So
I
it's
just think
two
he's a fucking
people.
Stoner.
Well, the Golfin twins are
he's
fucking,
a stoner with
the
a cool
Golfin
hat.
Twins.
Golfin twins.
Damn.
Have you seen them? Did you guys see the thing where they said they look like the Dark Crystal creature or whatever?
They're fucking horrible.
God, what happened?
Like, I don't know. They look like white Ethiopians.
So my thing is like
Dave used to be like I was four once. They're pretty hot.
So you got Danny Tanner. So you got Danny Tanner and then the Olsen twins. Like I'm saying, Danny Tanner wins.
Here's the thing about Gandalf is he goes through all that fucking shit, fights a Balrog, dies, gets resurrected, fights orcs, has a sword, all this fucking shit. And at the end of the day, like we're losing, like the orc armies are here. It's fucking the end of the end times. Like everything's fucked up and fucking Frito and Dildo are fucking wandering around with the ring and all this shit. And then like, we're all going to die. There's no way we can get through. And then Gandalf fucking summons a giant fucking moth or whatever and fucking gets an eagle and flies him to the fucking mountain. It's like, you couldn't have done that 2 fucking years ago.
I don't want
to
interrupt
and
you.
Saved us all this shit. You couldn't have, like, you had the power to summon a giant eagle to fly us straight to fucking Mount Doom in the first place. And you're making us walk around a fucking mountain and chase a Balrog under the fucking, like, what the fuck?
It was a good story though. I liked watching the
yeah,
movie.
Great story, but what a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You have the superpowers, but like, what do you do? Like, he doesn't do anything.
What? So Dumbledore.
I'm trying to think of a better wizard, but
Dumbledore.
Is there a better wizard?
Maybe, but I'm not allowed to say his
What
name.
About the evil one? What about
Voldemort? That's what I was going to say. That's well,
I was
going to
say. I was going to say the fucking evil guy that fucks with Gandalf well,
that's
and creates
that's
the
I was
fucking
trying to tell you, Dumbledore
and all that stuff.
He took care of him.
Sauron,
stopped
right?
Him.
No, yeah, Saruman. Saruman's a better
At
wizard
least
than
they did that battle in the room with Saruman where they're like throwing each other against the wall and shit. That was almost like a sex scene, if I'm being honest.
A little bit.
Right. Yeah.
Sabrina Big from staff. Teenage Witch.
Got
She's
rough.
Better.
So I can't answer the question because I don't know shit about Dumbledore. That's my answer.
All right. We tried to convince him.
I mean, Sorry. I'll have him hang out. Like, you need to get him together because Gandalf's got the weed and Dumbledore makes the feast. So he'll give you the munchies and then he'll feed you. Because he can lay out the whole fucking spread.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
They're a team.
Team, team, team.
Rogue Leader asks, can we hear the whole story? And by the way, I need to say, Rogue Leader posted the most legit techo picture that I've probably ever seen on the...
Yeah, Rogue Leader, nice rack.
On the...
What is it?
It's a nice rack.
On the...
Of techo hot sauce. Yeah.
The veggie group.
I haven't seen it.
She posted a picture of her food, and then there's like this whole rack of every type of El Yucateco you can imagine. She has a custom El Yucateco wooden rack built to hold the El Yucateco bottles. Mm-hmm. Fucking legit.
My buddy Mike Llewellyn built that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So Rogue Leader says, can we hear the whole story of when Brad yelled at the cops in front of Brent's taco shop?
I don't remember the whole story other than like, I don't want to remember that story.
I went out with my buddy, Mike Claxton, and you might've seen him in the group.
Is that the cucumber guy?
Yes. That's cucumber salad.
You should
just
tell that story real quick.
Well, that could end up, I mean, this is how crazy Mike is. So Mike fucked his ex-girl with a cucumber and he didn't like her family. So he cut the cucumber up and put it in the salad and fed it to the family when they came over the next day. So that's Mike in a nutshell.
Yeah.
So I went out with him. We went drinking. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
And with Mike, you have to like, it's just overboard. Everything's overboard. It's all overboard. So the drinking was overboard. I was really drunk. I was yelling at the cops.
It's like
I was yelling
Kurt
at people.
Russell and Goldie Hawn. That's how
a black guy came up to us and asked us to sign his petition. And Mike told him, unless it's for bringing back slavery, I'm not going to sign it. And the guy was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So Mike signed it. And like, I mean, that's just how fucking, it's just the night was young, you know, and we were just going crazy. So
were the women.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's really, yeah, it's just, yeah.
Yeah. Brad was really fucking drunk. I don't remember what you were doing really though. Drunk. Yeah, you were being fucking loud.
Yeah, I was being obnoxious.
I can't remember what you did specifically, but
I think that
was like
one of the last times I really got really, really drunk. Yeah. So I was really drunk.
I remember thinking, God, I love Brad, but I wish he would fucking just walk down the street.
No. I didn't like myself. Like I knew I was being annoying and I couldn't stop it. Yeah. So fun times. Fun times.
The actual story is probably better. It's been so long. That's like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
You were drunk.
Yeah.
I was delirious. It was probably like 2 a.m. or something.
Yeah, it was late.
I'd been working all day.
It was midnight-ish. Yeah. Midnight one. Yeah.
So, Dave Lenning asks, and I just want to clarify, the reason, as far as I can figure out, the reason that we're going through all these questions is because this is a bonus episode.
No, you figured it out finally.
I was thinking it earlier. It kind of makes sense. Yeah, because someone said, is there a topic? What's a topic?
Yeah.
And I got scared. And
right, because that's a regular episode.
Yeah, that's what
and
I said.
And I covered with the question thing, and then I was like, this seems familiar. Yeah. I know my memory's bad, but we've done this before.
Right.
Yeah.
So we answer these questions only on bonus episodes.
This is the regular episode. This is the thing. Should we do this like... Should we continue to do this like on a weekly basis? Do you guys like it?
Well, it's a bonus.
I bet we could do this 19 times and people would still watch it. By the way, did you notice the cameras?
No.
What about them?
There's people talking to us. I mean, it seemed like it was directed towards me. I was watching these words go by and I felt like they...
No, bean dip and peanut butter. Didn't we fucking talk about that?
That's crazy. That's on the internet right now?
It's on the fucking internet right now. Oh, yeah. Lexi Ray says it's a bonus, not a normal episode. Oh, no. Wait. No, she said it's a normal episode.
Oh, Jesus. Now I'm confused again.
Antoinette Yancey says I'm confused.
I'm confused.
Jenna Corbett, too. Me too.
I thought I had it figured out.
Yeah.
So regardless, Dave Lenning says, I'd like to murder someone every time I hear them say, quote, I know, right? What are your biggest pet peeves?
I don't like it when people say, be very pacific about it.
That's a bad one.
Yeah. I'm like, You should be more Atlantic about it, really. That's what I say back to him because I'm a dick. But no, I don't like it when people do, oh, this happens all the time. And I fucking just fight it because I know you're an asshole if you correct people. But at the coffee shop, pretty much every one of them says,
espresso.
You get four espresso. Shots of espresso.
And espresso. I'm
like, you fucking work at the coffee shop, dude. Espresso. I'm not fancy. I don't give a fuck. But really, that should be like day one. Here's your uniform and it's espresso.
Right. Espresso.
It's
and I mean, two there. S's in it.
Yeah,
and
you're over there.
You're a Batista.
Yeah.
So
Batista? Yeah.
You should know the
is
language.
Is this just pet peeves or is it language pet peeves?
Just pet peeves.
Pet peeves at fucking begging for money. Begging for money.
I've told
and,
stories about
and
that.
Driving around with your fucking brights on. Motherfuckers.
Yeah. That.
It's getting worse. Like, I really want a purge to happen, and I'm going to take down fucking license plates, and I'll find you.
Dude.
And I will kill you.
I've got a particular set of money grabbing skills. I fucking hate panhandlers so much that I have developed a power of chi that they won't even fucking ask me. I can fucking mad dog it so good that I walk by.
I'm pretty good at it.
And
but
look
they still...
at them, and they're just like, oh, I'm not going to ask.
Yeah.
I pull it off now. And a couple of them, I just fucking
shoot
their ass until they don't ask anymore because they're so regular. Like,
what you should do is when they ask you, you simply say, I'm on the phone.
Yeah,
and then you're not on the phone.
I'm on the phone right now.
Oh, that's why you got to carry the banana phone around.
No, don't carry
it. You just seem crazier than them. No. No. You fucking just pull a banana. Sorry, I'm on the phone. And you have a fucking banana? Like, come
on. That's a good
move. Just say, I'm sorry, I have jaundice. And then walk by. Yeah. Just shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, my toe hurts. I can't
happy
help you.
Birthday.
So speaking
to
of
you.
Of homeless people, do we have any Smokey updates?
Jeanette
He's
Rickard.
Dead.
Smokey updates.
I don't know, man.
He ain't around.
Yeah,
and I wonder now because
they probably shipped him to Mojave.
Well, I wonder now because there's like a new homeless guy.
It looks like
he sits
Smokey.
Next to the AT&T building, but he's like super skinny, Smokey, and he's way crazier than Smokey.
That's Pokey.
Yeah, that is Pokey. Yeah. And I know he's only there because the Smokey radius is gone. Like
that,
if this was still Smokey's turf, that cat wouldn't be sitting there.
I had this discussion. Like Smokey was clearly fucking like cleaning house and regulating because it has gotten crazier downtown. Yeah. Like he was territorial and kept
this was
away.
His turf. Like nobody came around.
I'm telling you, they're busting him in from LA and shit. Like they're literally busting in poor people because there's new ones.
Oh yeah,
all the fucking time.
Yeah,
that does bother the fuck out of me. Like if you're at the coffee shop and they fucking come up and it's like, "Do you have a cigarette?"
No,
I'm sorry, I don't smoke. And there's like fucking motherfucking cock ass, and they're fucking screaming. You're like,
I would just tell them, "Yes, I have one." Yes. No, you can't have one.
I'm on the phone.
Yeah,
I'm on.
I have jaundice.
I'm gonna do
I'm sorry,
that.
I have
I'm fucking doing that now.
And quite honestly, I'm offended.
My pet peeve is, and I'm pretty sure I brought it up on the show before, people chewing ice. Fucking hate it with a passion.
Oh, I got one.
A seething fucking passion.
Someone quantifying the fact that they think that they can park in front of the grocery store like an idle and not actually get a regular parking spot that's 10 feet over because they're just getting one item. And I'm like, I don't understand why you think that's okay.
Right.
And how was that benefiting you in some way that the person doesn't have to walk to the actual parking spot?
That's stupid. People are stupid.
That happens at the Smart and Funnel so much that the kid pushing carts is like, the fuck are you doing? Why are you idling in front of the door? Are you the getaway driver? Are you going to steal some Orbit gum and a fucking avocado and jump in the car? Like,
people are, oh God.
Yeah. I've told that people was, before. I've walked
now you guys are making me angry.
Yeah. That was a very specific thievery list.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Avocados are
you really dialed in on the Orbit's gum and the avocado.
You know why? Because Orbit's gum should not cost $1.50 and it angers me, and neither should an avocado.
Who cares about an avocado?
If you're getting avocados for $1.50, you're getting a deal.
No, you can get
a
bag. 50 cents this week.
No, you can get a bag of 20 for $5. You guys are in the wrong area.
The fuck are you getting avocados?
You can get a bag
Southwest, baby. Bag of avocados, $5.
At a grocery store or from like some cat?
Nope.
On a Sunday
dudes
afternoon?
Every fucking day.
Dude on the side of the road. If I see a dude
every
on the side of the road with avocados, I'm buying it.
$5 a bag.
Can you get them on a Sunday afternoon?
Yes.
And I will give you $5 when we leave here. One for your Applebee's card and the other $5 for the bag of
avocados.
Yeah, I'm down for that too. No, I don't ever. Bad. If I saw a cat selling fucking $5 bags of avocados, but now we're not on my side
of the place.
Town.
Yeah, your side of town rob them,
dude. Sometimes they're $2 at the grocery store.
Yeah, no, yeah. No, they're $5 a bag,
and then they're a big pile of fucking rotten black mass, though.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, what are you doing? You're not going to sell them.
That's the thing. For a bag for $5, I'll take my chances.
Mm-hmm.
Half of them are good. I'm still making up.
Sid said he gets them at 99 cents only, but Brad won't go there. You got a whole bag of avocados there for 99 cents.
I don't eat avocados anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
They're delicious.
Oh, wow. We're
better
back.
Than hot mayonnaise.
We have a new question from an old friend.
Who?
What? Anthony Cocktopoli.
Oh, yeah. I remember that guy. What a wop.
Oh, yeah.
A new question. His mom used to give him Whoppins when he was young.
His favorite candy's Whoppers.
Oh, man.
He used to have to sweep and wop the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh.
So, Anthony.
Oh. I got no more. I got. We used it.
Cacciapoli asks, what are your stripper names?
I don't want to say.
Mine's Snake Eyes, Brad Daddy Jazz.
Damn.
Fleetwood Coupe DeVille.
Fleetwood Coupe DeVille? Mine's dumb now. Mine was just lazy.
Yours is dumb dumb? Dumb dumb lazy the stripper? Is that what you just said?
Yeah. I just sit there.
Ladies and gentlemen. Dumb dumb lazy.
I said laser, god damn it. To be fair, I was a stripper in the 80s though, and that was cool at the time.
I'm not sure why my stripper music was techno.
I had laser guns.
It's because he always had the dumb dumb sucker.
Yeah.
And he rubbed it around his penis head. Tastes like watermelon.
Yeah. Hey, I don't have to dance if I do that.
Yeah.
Dumb,
yeah.
Dumb, lazy.
That's a show.
Yeah.
Dumb, dumb, lazy. Put on a good show.
The trick was not finishing with that dumb, dumb sucker. It's slippery. Oh, it tickles. Man. David okay. Tickler.
How many head rotations does it take to get to the middle of a dumb, dumb sucker?
Whoop.
Okay. One last question from our friend Sammy Walsh. If you could share a sensual evening with any one TV character, who would it be and why?
Natalie Portman.
Wait, what?
That's not a TV character.
Yeah. TV character.
No.
Yeah, she was on a bunch of shit when she was little.
So then you would have but to identify character. What character.
I'm and watch. Little.
He's wait saying a TV character.
No, I was eight once. It's okay. We grew up together.
What okay. TV character?
No, I don't know then. Can I watch a Natalie Portman movie on my TV, man?
So like you're just saying
that's a movie character.
Wait, what is the question? I didn't even hear the question.
I need the IMDb.
So the question is, if you could share a sensual evening with any TV character,
sensual.
Who would it be and why?
Like, am I a TV character too?
No, you're just like in that TV universe having a sensual evening.
Like, what's that mean though? Like,
take it where you want.
Sensual? Jessica Alba.
That's an actress, not a TV character.
She's a TV character.
No, that's the actress.
But if I'm in the world, she's... her by her she's her
so the character she plays mm-hmm. in what that yeah. spy show the future spy show
sure thing? Idle Hands. Okay,
is that a TV show?
No, it's a movie.
Well, then it doesn't count.
I don't know.
God, Jessica Alba was in a TV show.
Yeah,
I don't was know in that one. Like it was so like a sci-fi spy that one. Show
that one
that sh- okay so you have sex with a sci-fi spy
no
or you'll have a sensual evening.
Come on now.
That's true. Come good point. Now. Good point.
Natalie Portman from the Ellen DeGeneres Show, playing herself. Natalie Portman.
Do I have to look up one now? No, a second.
You can pretty much say the same thing, yeah. But yeah. But throw. Yeah,
I don't like Ellen DeGeneres.
I think Ellen's cute. I'd have a sensual evening with Ellen.
She's lesbian.
I know. I'd still have it if she was down. I'm saying she'd have me. I'd have her.
Oh, Dark Angel.
That's Dark Angel. There that's what it was.
That's what it was. There we go.
I'll say Seven of Nine from Star Trek Voyager.
He acted like he had to think about it. He's like, I'll say who did I jerk off to.
Well, no,
morning.
Because, well, no, there's a, it was either going to be Seven of Nine or T'Pol.
Or Geordi.
Because both of them are cold and won't want to really have a sensual evening. So we'll just kind of hang out and I want to.
Who's T'Pol?
She's the Vulcan from Enterprise.
She would just logically bang you?
Yeah. Well, no, there's no banging involved.
Oh, you just don't even want to bang them?
No.
You're just trying to get out of it?
Just want to hang out.
I don't know. A Vulcan might be kind of cool. They're like, well, logically, if I keep doing this friction you'd only, motion.
No, then it's a whole thing.
I'd have to go to my go-to move.
Well, if you do it with the Vulcan, you'd have to do it during a Pon Farr, and it's really hostile.
Pon Farr.
And you don't want to. You don't want to.
It's a Vulcan shocker.
You don't want to get involved with
that
the,
one.
You don't want to get involved with the Pon Farr. That's all I'm saying.
That's two in the pink and two in the stink.
Yeah.
One for the mink.
One for the.
Fuck are you talking?
I call it the dink.
The dink?
Yeah.
Nah, the mink.
The mink?
You never heard that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. That response is highly illogical.
Dave doesn't even want to have sex in his fantasies. Jesus Christ, Dave.
As Brad said, it's just a sensual evening.
It's just a sensual evening. We weren't even talking about sex, Brent.
Oh, I'm really disappointed.
Anyway, is that
surprised?
It? Is that it for our normal episode?
That's it for our. I thought this was a bonus. I'm confused.
Yeah, this was a normal.
We'll figure it out next episode. Week. Yeah, that's it. Thank you, El Yucateco.
I guess it worked. It says we're live, but the comments never came up on the iPad over here, so I can't tell.
Mm, yeah. Oh, it's Jenna Corbett said the Spocker.
Oh, that's right. I think we talked about that in Kansas City.
I think
City,
we did. Yeah. Yeah.
The Spocker.
I don't know.
It's like the Shocker.
Yeah.
Josh Burton said he would do Dexter. So.
Dangerous. Oh, actually, is it their character that they played, though? So, like, you're actually doing the Vulcan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Doing
the Vulcan. I just happened to pick her on the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Right. So yeah. We are. We talked about that a minute ago.
Did we?
Yes.
On the regular show or? Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right. I don't have to say anything, huh? Oh, wait. No, I have a prize for someone still.
Oh, there's a birthday, too. We didn't.
I do want to point out to people that on the show that drops on Friday at about 22 minutes in, you're in for a treat.
We're sorry in advance.
Yeah, we are sorry.
If it annoyed you, I'm sorry. We couldn't help it.
Something unprecedented occurs, and there was no stopping that train. So
we drank a case of bubbly farts. We got the farts real bad.
As you listen to that, understand that we were doing our best to rein things in, but it wasn't
happening. Jeanette Rickard, a.k.a. Lady Shark, we missed your birthday technically, but... I'm actually saying it before your birthday, but it's Jeanette Rickard's birthday on Monday. So if you see her in the group, tell her so, AKA Lady Shark. And then what's up, Lady Boner shit?
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, I like him. He's real handsome, man.
He doesn't even like us.
What do you mean? Oh, on Facebook?
Yeah. No.
He didn't like us on our social media?
In persons.
He tainted me on Gucci, so it's probably something with you guys.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Me and him are cool.
Yeah.
No, I got a prize, for the bonus episode 18 on, Instagram. This guy's name. I don't know his name. It's Tokyo Explosion.
Oh, yeah. He made my jeans grow.
But he apparently it's a podcast about two guys in Tokyo, and this is not some like random shout out. It's just that they said they used Dave's El Yucateco, but they wrote it in such a way that I could tell they were saying El Yucateco hot sauce in the Dave voice. I can't remember.
El
Yucateco.
It was like that, but in written form. Oh. And basically said it's their dream in life to actually say brought to you by El Yucateco, but it not be a lie.
Oh.
And they hope that one day that can happen. Mm. And they were.
So we're like their daddy podcast.
Coincidentally, they're only winning stickers though. And they're in Tokyo. So that's beneficial to me because the shipping would have been crazy if they won anything else.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah.
Well, there's two of them.
Wow.
I'll make sure there's double stickers. Right. Yeah. So Tokyo Explosion on Instagram. Yeah. Thank you for your comment. And
you're welcome for the shout out.
Yeah. I can say that the prize was brought to you by El Yucateco, and I'll make sure that there's El Yucateco stickers in there.
There you go.
And a guitar pick.
Yep.
And a webcam blocker.
Yep.
That's all I can fit in there. Tokyo's expensive. I'm sorry.
Yep.
I'm stopping there. No more promises. All right. That's all I got.
All right.
All right. Thank you for turning in,
because
you did turn in and we turned it out.
It's time to turn in, really.
It's time to turn in. It yes, it is. To our normal episode this week. And hope you have a good day.
Hey, who's the rapper you were playing in this episode? The Mexican dude.
I don't know his name.
You don't remember?
No.
Well,
you have to say it.
I'm not allowed to say it.
I don't know the name.
It's El Padre de Palomas. That's what you said you were going to play.
I'll play it.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Play that. It's a good cut.
Yeah. All right. Don't be retarded.
Yo, this one goes out to CL11B. Yeah. I throw strikes like Lebowski. Yesterday your girl gave me a house key. This is awkward, but I guess if you're coming home, I'm on your couch watching Game of Thrones. If you're on your way, you could stop at the store, get some Astroglide, cause your girl's pretty sore.
fucked it from the top and the bottom at the same time. RJ Witcher made a beast with two backs. He fucked some dude named Jason Muniak. Ashley Long helped me finish this song. I need two more lines, just like your mom. Derek Watson, I call you my godson. But the truth is, on December 19, 27 years ago, I got some. I went to a bar and fucked a fatty. Look at you, you grew up to be a podcaster, just like your daddy. I'm so proud you came so far. And all because I met your dirty-ass mom at some skank-ass bar. Shout out to Steve Baker, the communist dick-taker. And fuck you, Johnny Mac.